That's our coverage for Thursday, August 13th. Let me pull out what I think is the connective thread across today's episode, because I don't think it's coincidental that so many of our stories touch the same underlying theme. Whether we're talking about the Mecca Defense Pact, Iran's drone tactics, Ukraine's exercise results against U.S. troops, AI in cyber attacks, Twitch's data grab, or the black hole star discovery, the common thread is that the tools are changing faster than the institutions designed to govern them. Military doctrines, congressional oversight structures, AI content policies, astronomical models, they're all being outrun by capabilities that emerged faster than anyone's frameworks could adapt to.
The two stories that will likely move the most in the next week are the Mecca Alliance and the Pentagon's response to the Iran F-15E report. The alliance just announced its coordination structure. The real test is whether it holds together when member states have conflicting interests on a specific issue, and those tests come quickly in a volatile region. The F-15E report will drive a supplemental budget request for counter-UAS capabilities, and the size and structure of that request will tell us how seriously the Pentagon is taking the drone threat architecture.
In domestic politics, watch the main Senate race. The 38-year-old police report against Jackson is going to drive polling movement in one direction or another within the next 2 weeks, and given how close that race is, even a 2-point shift matters. And the Hochul-Blakeman polling gap closing from 20 to 10 points in 6 weeks is a trend that, if it continues at anything close to that pace, makes New York genuinely competitive in November.
Before we go, we owe a genuine debt of thanks to two tools that make this show possible. Claude Code handles our script generation and production automation. What used to require a full production team, we can now do with a much leaner operation, and the quality is something we're genuinely proud of. And Perplexity's real-time topic discovery is how we find the stories worth covering and do the background research fast enough to actually meet a daily production schedule. These aren't sponsors. They're tools we depend on, and we think it matters to say so honestly.
One more thing before we close. A few weeks ago on this program, we referenced what we described as Ukraine striking Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. We presented it as evidence of Kyiv's growing long-range strike capability. We should have been more skeptical. The Caspian is landlocked, hundreds of miles from any territory Ukraine controls, and no credible reporting corroborates those strikes. We got that one wrong, and we're calling it explicitly. Epistemic honesty means owning your errors in public.
We'll be back tomorrow morning with a fresh set of stories. Every segment in today's episode stands alone. If one of them sparked a conversation, share just that segment. That's exactly what they're designed for. Thanks for listening.